Everybody, welcome to the Daily Talk Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. And Apple bans Fortnite from the App Store. This happened about 6 hours ago, so it's just in. Coming up, you'll learn why. Hey there, thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov. All right, everybody, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining us today. And Apple bans Fortnite, and so did Google. There's a lot going on right now, and it's pretty crazy. So I'm going to have Sam Sheffer explain all of what's going on. Take a listen.
This whole thing is pretty crazy, and it's kind of unfolding in real time, so allow me to explain what's going on. So earlier today, that is Thursday, August 13th, 2020, Fortnite dropped the price of its V-Bucks. 1,000 V-Bucks used to cost $10, and then they discounted it to $8. And specifically on mobile, they allowed you to pay Epic directly, which circumvents the need to pay Apple, which means that Apple is not skimming off the top, because any in-app purchase for a digital good, Apple takes 30%. So Fortnite was basically passing the discount onto the consumer. Now, technically, this goes against Apple's App Store policy, so Apple swiftly removed Fortnite from the App Store. So if you go on your iPhone or iPad right now and type in Fortnite on the App Store, Fortnite is gone. From what I understand, the game is still playable, but you won't be able to get updates because it's no longer on the App Store. It seems like Epic and Fortnite knew exactly what was going to happen, because they quickly put up a blog post called Free Fortnite. And in the game and online, they released a video called 1980 Fortnite, which basically mocks Apple's old ad from 1984, which was basically serving to take a stance against IBM and, you know, crush the status quo and that kind of thing. The two videos are basically identical. It gets even crazier, because on top of all of this back and forth, Epic is suing Apple. The Fortnite Twitter account tweeted the legal documents of the lawsuit. Now, I am not a lawyer, nor do I understand this legal jargon, but I can read you some of the lawsuit on what it says. Apple unlawfully maintains its monopoly power in the iOS app distribution market through anti-competitive acts described herein, including the imposing technical and contractual restrictions on iOS, which prevents the distribution of iOS apps through other means than the App Store, and prevents developers from distributing competing app stores to iOS users.
Hey there, thanks for listening. Before we get back into the podcast, here's a message from the CDC. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. Learn more how COVID-19 spreads and practice these actions to help prevent the spread of this illness. To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, everyone should clean your hands often, either with soap and water for 20 seconds or hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people, at least 6 feet. Cover your mouth and nose with mask when around others. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces daily. The CDC recommends that people wear masks in public settings when around people outside of their household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks may help people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Learn more on cdc.gov. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. And yes, your ears heard you absolutely correct. Apple kicked Fortnite off the App Store. In fact, if you go on your iPhone and you search in or key in Fortnite, you will not see any results at all. It is completely kicked off the App Store, as stated. So they are really in a feud. Apple has removed Epic Games' Battle Royale Fortnite from the App Store after the developer on Thursday implemented its own in-app payment system that bypassed Apple's standard 30% fee. The decision marks a significant escalation in the feud between Epic and one of the world's most dominant mobile software marketplaces. It also comes at an especially fraught time for Apple as the iPhone maker navigates antitrust concerns over its operation of the App Store and the rules it imposes on certain developers. Following the removal, Epic revealed a carefully calculated series of responses, including an antitrust lawsuit seeking to establish Apple's App Store as a monopoly, and a protest video that aired on YouTube and within Fortnite itself, mocking the iPhone maker's iconic 1984 ad and calling on gaming fans to hashtag free Fortnite by supporting its fight against Apple. You can key in 1980 Fortnite, hashtag free Fortnite, and look it up on YouTube and you'll see what exactly we're talking about. Obviously, this is a podcast, so you won't be able to see the video here. Apple said in a statement to The Verge that it plans to work with Epic to resolve these violations, but it has no intention to create a special agreement for the company. Here's the company's statement in full. Today, Epic Games took the unfortunate step of violating the App Store guidelines that are applied equally to every developer and designed to keep the store safe for our users. As a result, their Fortnite app has been removed from the store. Epic enabled a feature in the app which was not reviewed by or approved by Apple, and did so with the express intent of violating the App Store guidelines in regarding in-app payments that apply to every developer who sells digital goods or services. Epic has had apps on the App Store for a decade and have benefited from the App Store's ecosystem, including its tools, testing, and distribution that Apple provides to all developers. Epic agreed to the App Store terms and guidelines freely, and we're glad they built such a successful business on the App Store. The fact that their business interests now lead them to push for special arrangement does not change the fact that these guidelines create a level playing field for all developers to make the store sale for all users. We will make every effort to work with Epic to resolve these violations so that they can return Fortnite in the App Store. Epic implemented its own payment system in the Android version of Fortnite as well, leading Google to take similar action and remove the game from the Play Store. Android users, however, can still download Fortnite using its Epic's own app launcher, which it distributes independently through any mobile web browser. Quote, "The open Android ecosystem lets developers distribute apps through multiple app stores. For game developers who choose to use the Play Store, we have consistent policies that are fair to developers and keep the store safe for users," a Google spokesperson tells The Verge. "While Fortnite remains available on Android, we can no longer make it available on Play because it violates our policies. However, we welcome the opportunity to continue our discussions with Epic and bring Fortnite back to Google Play." Epic's approach seems designed to provoke Apple and, much lesser extent, Google into a response, as the Fortnite studio explicitly laid out its new iOS update and how using Epic's in-app payment system would result in cheaper prices. For instance, 1,000 V-Bucks, which is roughly equivalent to $10 in-game Fortnite currency, now costs just $7.99 if you use Epic's direct payment method instead of the standard Apple payment processing. Normally, that amount of currency costs $9.99, Epic says. In this case, customers keep the extra savings, not the company. That cast arranged a new arrangement as pro-consumer moves instead of a greedy power play. As right of now, those who have already downloaded Fortnite on iOS are still able to access the game. Only new downloads are disabled as a result of Apple pulling the game from the App Store. You can still even use Epic's in-app payment system, according to the Washington Post, General Park, who used both Apple and Epic payment systems to purchase V-Bucks. And as we said before, Gene Park tweeted at 2:23 p.m. August 13, 2020, quote, okay, I just bought 2,000 V-Bucks using the Epic discount and the regular Apple price. Both still worked. Apple can still collect Fortnite money, end quote. It was initially unclear how updates to Fortnite will function. Some users will have the game downloaded but not opened it in a while. Reported update files are still downloading normally, but Epic would have to use the game reinstalling the App Store to push substantial future changes to the iOS version. The company clarified in an FAQ posted to its website that the game will continue to function as normal up to the release of Chapter 2, Season 4. Following that, players accessing Fortnite will still be able to play the 13.40 version of Fortnite, but will not be able to access any new content or the new Battle Pass, the FAQ reads. Epic CEO Tim Sweeney has long complained that mobile app stores no longer justify the 30% cut they take from all developers, and he's called the substantial charges to how companies like Apple and Google to conduct business with third-party developers. Quote, it's time for a change, Sweeney told The Verge in 2018. Apple, Google, and Android manufacturers make vast, vast profits from the sales of their devices and do not justify any way of 30% cut. Epic launched a game store on PC, which only takes 12% of revenue as a way, to try to encourage a similar competition in the value Steam marketplace. The debate is larger than just the 30% cut Apple is facing. Heightening criticism these days of how it not only manages the App Store and its mandatory fees, but also for how it applies the guidelines in ways some developers and critics feel it is unfair and may be in fact designed to benefit Apple over its competitors. So that was a long read and giving you the inside scoop of what's really going on with Apple. I remember when I wanted to get Netflix, I was like, you know, why can't I purchase this on my phone? You know, I got, you know, Apple Card. I can just do it there, you know. And it's like, you know, we know it's a convenience, but go to netflix.com/sign up to be able to sign up for Netflix. Maybe this is why Netflix made this decision. I don't know. We probably won't know, but it's just a little theory that I had concerning what the decision that Fortnite has made, you know. So it's definitely something, very something. But I thank you all for listening to this episode of the Daily Talk Show with Stanford King, and I hope you all have a good day, and we'll catch you in the next one.